Riverside Healthcare puts the health and wellness information you need well within reach.
Hello, listeners. Thanks for tuning in to the Well Within Reach podcast brought to you by Riverside Healthcare. I'm your host, Taylor Ludden McMaster, and joining me today is Sarah Johnston, registered respiratory therapist in Riverside's cardiopulmonary rehab. Sarah is here to discuss the topic of smoking cessation. Thanks for being here today, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into the episode, we're going to take a quick break for a message about MyChart.
Healthcare can be confusing. But thanks to your My Riverside MyChart, you can easily manage not only your care, but your family's as well. With a single click, your My Riverside MyChart lets you stay well connected to the same information your provider sees. You can view your health history, get test results, request prescription refills, pay your bill, or make an appointment. Manage your care from anywhere, your laptop, phone, or tablet. Learn more and enroll today at riversidemychart.org.
And we're back. So we're speaking about smoking cessation, but before we get into our topic, Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about your background and your work as a registered respiratory therapist?
Absolutely. I graduated from KCC's respiratory therapy program back in December of 2011. I worked in the durable medical equipment and O2 supply company for a year after I completed school while also working on the inpatient side at the hospital. I worked on the inpatient care side until I moved up to cardiopulmonary rehab in January of 2018, and I've been there ever since. Up there, we do a lot of education with our patients, educating them on their condition, medications, treatment options, identifying and modifying their risk factors, as well as self-care and nutrition. Myself, along with other staff, help those patients get together a exercise plan to help improve their symptoms and their overall quality of life, and I just absolutely love what I do.
That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds like you've got a full plate with everything that you're doing.
Yeah.
So getting into our topic, how common is smoking addiction today and what impact does it have on overall health?
Tobacco use is the leading preventable cause of disease, disability, and death in the United States. Mm. It's responsible for over 480,000 deaths a year. Of those, 13.7% of the adult population are considered smokers. Men are slightly more likely to smoke than women. And about 45 million people in the United States are smokers. 18.7% of those adults use some tobacco product, along with 1.6% of middle school and high school kids.
Oh, wow.
And 10% of those students actually report use of any tobacco product. Tobacco addiction the very decisive role in the development of cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, lung disorders, and just other life-threatening issues that may come up. It contains carbon monoxide, fungicides, pesticides, tars, and other things that may cause cancer. If the current tobacco use trends the way it is now, tobacco industry is due to kill about 10 million individuals worldwide per year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Amazing.
That's terrible. So in terms of quitting, what is smoking cessation and how does it relate to respiratory therapy?
Smoking cessation is the sustained ability to avoid use of tobacco, tobacco products. Full cessation is achieved by quitting smoking for 6 months or longer within the last year. In respiratory therapy, we are mainly dealing with the lungs. And since there are those large amount of chemicals that can be cancerous in cigarettes, they can cause serious health problems within the lungs and the whole body. So achieving smoking cessation is going to help decrease the risk and improve their overall health.
Sure. And it's quite difficult to quit smoking. I've mm-hmm. never gone through the process personally, but I've seen others do it and it's a struggle for them. Why is it so hard for people to quit smoking even when they're aware of the health risks that it poses?
Looking at everything, it's primarily because of the withdrawal process, which can be very difficult for some people. It can include anxiety, irritable mood, increased appetite, increased weight, along with insomnia. A lot of people that have attempted to quit say that these and other side effects are just too hard and they can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Many people do admit, though, that they are able to avoid smoking for a good certain period of time. But eventually they found themselves putting aside the health hazards of smoking and picking the habit back up.
Yeah.
But with proper tools and support, full cessation can be achieved.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there specific age groups or demographics that tend to struggle more with quitting smoking?
Those that are aged around 18 to 24 successfully quit smoking for at least 6 months at higher rates than those aged 35 to 64. But when looking at demographics, it's shown that about 73% of individuals that are experiencing some form of homelessness are smokers. They are less likely to quit, most likely than the general population, most likely due to other health issues such as behavioral health, substance abuse, and trauma, which makes it a lot more difficult for them to quit.
Well, before we get into the smoking prevention program that's offered here at Riverside, we're going to take a moment to talk about the importance of primary care. At Riverside Healthcare, your primary care provider is dedicated to being in your corner, helping you and your family stay healthy and thrive. Find the right primary care provider for you at riversidehealthcare.org/primary care. From annual screenings to well checks and everything in between, having a primary care provider that you can trust makes all the difference. And we're back with Sarah Johnston of Cardiopulmonary Rehab at Riverside. What are some of the most effective strategies for quitting smoking that you've seen in your experience?
From what we've seen, there are many different ways that people can achieve smoking cessation that are offered through a smoking cessation program. They can include support from family, friends, their doctors, a counselor. Certain medications can also help with cravings, avoiding triggers, something that may cause them to want to pick the habit back up. And finding alternative activities rather than smoking, which could be, you know, meditation, deep breathing, self-care, keeping things clean. One thing I tell everybody, though, too, is if you're going to quit smoking, main thing you can do is clean the space that you used to smoke in to get rid of any substances that may be underlying to help you avoid smelling that and increasing the chance of picking it back up.
Yeah, that makes sense. How would you say that quitting smoking affects quality of life in the long term outside of just the physical health benefits?
Yeah, quality of life can definitely be improved from quitting smoking, both physical and mental health, which also includes better breathing, improved sense of smell and taste, increased energy, reduce of their stress and anxiety, and also a positive impact on their mood, which can lead to a greater overall sense of their well-being. It also allows you to be more active and have a more fulfilling life compared to continuing to smoke.
Yeah, and it also benefits the wallet too, right?
Definitely.
So Riverside is offering a Courage to Quit program on a quarterly basis. Can you tell us more about the 8-week program? And it's going to start up again in April, is that right?
Correct. Riverside is hosting that Courage to Quit smoking cessation program. Courage to Quit was created by the Respiratory Health Association in Chicago, and it's been shown to be an effective smoking cessation program. It is led by trained and certified leaders such as myself and others within the cardiopulmonary rehab program. We're dedicated to help those ready to quit take that next big step. We provide tools, guidance, and encouragement that they need to make that lasting change. We look at different strategies, help build their confidence, support their journey toward a smoke-free life. It is an 8-week program. Cost for the program for participants is $30. To start off, there is a free informational and orientation session to see if that is something they're ready to do, ready to take that next big step. They are held quarterly at the Riverside Orthopedic and Spine Center out at 100 Riverside Drive in Bourbonnais. The first one did start in January, and they'll be held quarterly starting again in April, July, and then again in October.
Awesome. And how can people sign up for that?
They can sign up a few different ways. They can contact the Cardiopulmonary Rehab Department at Riverside, 815-935-3271, and they can talk to myself or any other staff member there. They can also go onto the Riverside website where there is an event calendar that has the smoking cessation class on there along with information and a link to register. And they can also talk with their primary care provider who can send their information over to us, and then staff would get in touch with them to get them scheduled to get started.
Wonderful. And we were talking about this earlier about this is the first time since 2020 that an in-person smoking cessation group has been offered by Riverside. I imagine you continue to see a need for such a program.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else on the subject you would like listeners to know about?
There are many lifelong benefits from quitting smoking, along with the mental and physical health and financial health as well. definitely a huge impact there, especially with the prices today.
Yeah.
Improvement in these areas is going to lead to an overall better quality of life. Achieving smoking cessation is possible. You just have to find the right method and tools that work best for you. And that's what Riverside is here to offer.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
And thank you for the listeners tuning into the Well Within Reach podcast. To learn more about the Riverside Cardiopulmonary Rehabilitation Center, visit myrhc.net/heart.